Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Now, here is where a lot of people who take this advice and this information, not necessarily applying it the right way. So make sure you do this part, which is the key, which is knowing that your job is to lead them. Your focus is to lead them. If you want to shift and transform from order taker to quota breaker, then what you've got to do is shift from just hoping they know what they want and trying to pull them as a manager of the transaction, or push them as a manager of the transaction, to becoming a leader and pulling them along towards the finish line, towards the mission and the vision. The key is you've got to understand what that is for them. A lot of times people in sales, what they do is they drink the company Kool-Aid, they read the brochure, they think it's exciting what they're selling, everyone should want, or they get desensitized to the fact that everybody is different and everyone has their different needs and desires and goals and hopes. And what happens is they just treat everyone the same. And they think either everyone should want this thing and they just give the company line. They talk about features. They talk about benefits, right? Facts and figures. They read from the brochure. They give a demo from the slide deck, which is just so boring and gross and not what people are looking for. And they forget the goal as a sales professional, as a leader, is to help that person across their finish line, right? To get to a better place. And so when we're talking about you as a leader, the key difference and the key thing for you to make sure to get straight in your mind as a sales professional, as a leader, is that it's not just your mission and your vision as your company and what you want, but it's how it applies to them. How does that fit in with what they want? What is their mission, that prospective customer? What is their mission? What is their vision? Where do they want to go? And then how does your company line up with that? How does your company's mission, vision, solution, product, service fit in with where they're going? They're going this direction. Is your company going that direction? And can you help them get any further? Sometimes what happens, and this is the truth, I talk about this at the towards the end of the book, and we'll mention it at some point, where sometimes prospective customers go in this way, and then your company is going that way and provides solutions this way. It's just not a good fit. You can't help them. True leadership is understanding who you can help, who is going to be a part of your mission and your vision, who you can inspire and enroll into that path, and who you can, right? Being a good leader, being a true leader, being a sales professional isn't about convincing everybody to be on your mission and your vision. It's about getting the right people inspired and enrolled and moving forward. And so super important, apply that to your sales process, shift your mindset and see that your job, your duty is to be a leader of the prospect, of the process. And as much as possible to pull. Now, there are times when you have to be a manager. You have to step up. You have to manage the process, right? So you've got to kind of control things, keep things contained, keep things moving forward, just manage the little things, manage the admin, maybe manage the responses and how everything goes. There's always that, right? Like I said earlier, there's nobody in any role in an organization, a leadership role, where they're pure leaders, where they're just sitting, and not that I know of, where they're just sitting back, leading and inspiring people without managing any part of the business. There's always a balance. There's always both sides that you have to do. It's just that ratio. That's the key. In sales, you want to make that ratio as much leading as you can with as little managing as possible. Again, leading is pulling people across that finish line. Management and the classic sales model is pushing people across that finish line. And the challenge is when you push people across the finish line, once they get over the finish line and you've pushed them successfully, they look back and go, wait, I don't want to be here. I got pushed into this. Then the buyer's remorse, then the guilt, then the cancellations, the returns, the attempted refunds, all of those things come into play when you're doing more pushing than pulling. When you sell like a sales leader, and you're a leader in that conversation, you're pulling people, those other parts don't happen as often. They will happen. And I'll talk about that at some point when we get to that session, but they won't happen as much and they won't be surprising because you'll know that you pulled people across. You inspired them and enrolled them into the mission towards that vision.